machine at the shipyard. And it was on a, you have to go over there and put some belt dope on it. I'd have to go walk over there and put belt dope on it.
Belt dope, what is that?
Something like
grease.
Grease, like a grease, but it's sticky.
Dope, yeah.
Sticky, boy, you hear that belt just look like it's frying on that thing. Yeah. Sticking to it and getting a hold to it.
Yeah.
Had a big diesel engine rolling there, turning all the shafts and all the machinery down the shaft, you know, down that shed. Well, he put another big pulley over there. He had it all figured out already. Put one there up there on the shaft and put that foundation there and run a belt to it.
Yeah.
He had it figured out.
Now, that cow that your grandson has over there is a what? It's a
steer.
Yeah. Well, the In a herd of cattle, what do you call the male? He's called a...
Well, male would be a bull, if he's not castrated.
Okay. What would women call him? Would women have another word? Would women use another word for him?
I don't believe. They'd call it a steer or something like that, you know? Or if it was one that was working and all that, they'd call it an ox.
Yeah.
Like they work with.
Yeah.
They'd call it an ox then.
If you're driving a wagon and you had two, and you're using mules, and you say you were using
I couldn't say a pair.
Yeah.
I'd just say one.
Yeah.
I just got one horse hitched up or something like that.
Yeah. What did you call them? The male horse.
You call a male horse, or it all depends. A stud?
Yeah. Okay. Would men say that around women, or did women say that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they'd say that. A stud? A mare?
Yeah.
Mare and a stud?
Okay. If you had a cow, usually they'd go off to the woods didn't they?
Have a calf or something?
Yeah.
They'd go out somewhere where they could hide it.
Yeah, they go out, you'd say she's expecting a calf, you say she's going to
have a calf.
Okay.
That's a funny thing, how nature is, huh? They go out there and they're going to have that calf, and if they got one little pile of bushes out there, and you can go there and you can see by action the way she's acting. She had a calf. She's got milk and all and all that. You won't see that calf. You walk to that place there, you're going to see where that calf is hid, and you'll see that cow coming. She's got it hid there. That's nature, eh?
Uh-huh.
And you got it out in the open, you got it hid in a pile of bushes or something, where something can't get to it. You take some places where they have a calf like that, and buzzards so bad, they'll pick in on that calf and kill that calf right then. Kill it.
Yeah. Now, talking about riding a horse, you say, if you couldn't stay on, you say, I fell.
Fell backwards or fell on my butt or something.
Fell
off the horse.
Okay.
Well, that's something I used to do with that old horse we had. I used to